The wait is over. Lookers into Bookers, the Tourism Marketing Blueprint by Chris Torres has officially launched. Whether you're looking to attract more customers, build a powerful brand, or master digital marketing strategies, this book is your ultimate guide to turning interest into bookings. Available now in all good online bookstores.
Ever feel like your business trips are just rushing through airports and eating dinner in your hotel room?
Yeah.
Well, get ready, because on this deep dive, we're talking about how to make work trips enjoyable.
Oh.
We're diving into bleisure travel. And before you think it's just adding another vacation day, Let me tell you, it's a lot more than that.
Yeah, it really is. Bleisure is really about like intentionally planning your business trip to enjoy work and your time off.
Right.
And a lot of people are doing it.
So why are we seeing so many people interested in bleisure all of a sudden?
Well, I think these days, everyone wants to enjoy their job and their life at the same time, you know?
Right.
And bleisure is a good way to do that.
Right.
And companies are realizing that employees who are well-rested and inspired benefit the company.
It's like sneaking in a mental health day while you're on a business trip.
Yeah.
Genius. Our source talks about who the bleisure traveler is. They really value their time. They love new experiences. And they use tech to manage it all. That's that go-getter attitude, right?
Yeah. And it's not just about getting away from work. It's about taking advantage of every opportunity. Speaking of making the most of your time, our source had a really interesting example. So imagine you're at a big work conference. You're there for work. But instead of going straight to the airport after your last meeting, you've booked a 2-day kayaking trip.
Okay, that does sound better than the airport.
Right.
Way better than airport coffee and a delayed flight. But how do you actually make that happen? I mean, do you just tell your boss, see you later, I'm going kayaking?
Well, that's where you need to be strategic about it. It's not about ignoring your work. It's about finding a better way to work. Our source suggests looking for travel packages that give you some flexibility. What if instead of booking your usual flight and hotel, you looked into flights that have a later return or tacked on a weekend trip?
Okay.
There are tons of deals out there, and you can find them without spending a lot of money.
I'm all about saving money.
Yeah.
Especially if it means I can learn how to paddleboard.
Right.
But let's be real for a second. What about the cost of all of this? Surely companies aren't happy about paying for our kayaking adventures.
That's a really good point. And this is where things get really interesting. The source actually suggests that planning some of these bleisure activities into a work trip can actually save companies money over time.
Really?
Think about it. An employee who is happy and less stressed is more likely to be engaged and productive at work.
Right.
And they're less likely to experience burnout. And that means that employees are less likely to quit. Morale is higher, and the company makes more money.
It does make sense. It benefits everyone to invest in your employees' well-being.
Exactly. It's not just about the money, though. This new way of thinking is starting to change the power dynamic, too. Employees are realizing they have more power than they thought, especially with how competitive the job market is these days.
Okay. Tell me more about how we can use this to our advantage and make bleisure a reality for ourselves. So how do we actually use this to our advantage and make bleisure a reality for us?
Well, first, you have to realize that you have more power at work than you think. The source talked about some really interesting stats about how companies are responding to this whole bleisure thing. For example, did you know that a lot of companies are offering things like flexible work arrangements, stipends to help pay for working remotely, and even travel rewards that you can use for personal travel?
Wow, seriously. I always thought those perks were only for executives or people with really specialized skills.
That's how people used to think.
Uh-huh.
But the job market is really different now. Companies need to find ways to attract and keep talented people.
Right.
And a big part of that is offering benefits that give you a better work-life balance.
I see what you mean.
Remember those flexible travel packages we were talking about? Well, some companies even give you money to upgrade those packages if you want to add on some fun activities. It's all about finding those companies that actually care about the same things you do.
That makes sense.
Mm.
But what about those of us who can't just switch jobs right now? How do we talk to our current employer about maybe doing some bleisure on our work trips?
That is such a good question. Our source actually had some really good advice on how to ask for bleisure, and it really comes down to being prepared and making it a win-win for you and your company.
Okay, I like how that sounds. How do we do that?
Okay, so first things first, you need to do your homework.
Homework?
Yeah, before you even mention Bleisure, you need to know what your company's travel policies are and what the rules are about working remotely or having a flexible schedule. Once you know that, think about how doing some Bleisure would not just be good for you, but also benefit your company.
So I should highlight the benefits for the company too, like how it can make me more productive and help avoid burnout. Like you said, figure out what's in it for them.
You got it. The source also suggests talking about your requests like it's a way to get more done in less time. Like instead of saying you want an extra day off, maybe you could ask to work remotely from somewhere else for a few days after you're done with your work stuff.
Okay.
That way it shows them that you're still committed to getting your work done.
It's like you're a mind reader.
Yeah.
You already know what they're concerned about before they even say anything.
Yeah.
Is there anything else we should keep in mind?
Don't be afraid to tell them exactly what you want. If you have a trip coming up, make a plan for how you could fit some leisure time into it without impacting your work.
Okay.
The key is to actually have a plan, not just a vague idea about wanting more vacation time.
Come to the table with a solution, not just your wish list. That makes a lot of sense. But what if we try all that and our company still isn't into this whole leisure thing? It seems like some companies might need some convincing.
I agree. It takes time to change how a company does things.
Yeah.
And not every company is going to be open to Bleisure right away.
Right.
But even if you run into some resistance, don't give up. Remember that every big change starts with just one person speaking up. When you ask for what you need and show them how beneficial Bleisure can be, you can start changing the conversation and hopefully create a more flexible and enjoyable workplace for everybody.
I love that. It's about starting small and building a more flexible and fulfilling work environment for everyone. It's kind of like that saying, you know, be the change.
Right.
But instead of the world, it's your company. And instead of changing everything, it's just like adding in a little bit of you time on your work trips.
Yeah. And the best part about Bleisure is that it's not a huge, complicated thing.
Right.
Where Source really focuses on starting small. Maybe you book a hotel with a nice gym or a pool so you can get a workout in.
Right.
Or you add on an extra day after your conference to explore the city.
Yeah,
you know, you don't have to climb a mountain for your first Bleisure trip.
Exactly. No pressure.
Yeah.
Just try it out. So it's less about like, I'm going to work super hard, then I'm going to go crazy, and more about I'm going to be smart about my work and then actually enjoy myself.
Exactly. And once you start adding in those little bits of Bleisure, you can always do more.
Right.
Remember how we were talking about those travel rewards programs? Well, our source mentions that you can actually earn points towards a vacation just by making smarter choices on your business trips. Like choose the airline that gives you better rewards or book hotels that have a point system. And before you know it, you're on a beach somewhere.
Okay, I'm convinced.
Right.
Bleisure it is. Okay, so before we wrap up, any final words of wisdom for our listeners who are ready to say goodbye to the office and hello to the beach?
You know, just remember that Bleisure is all about finding what you like and what works for you. There's no right or wrong way to do it. You just have to experiment, listen to yourself, and don't be afraid to make changes as you go. But most importantly, have fun. Bleisure is about creating the experiences and memories that make you happy.
I love that. It's time to get rid of that business trip dread and think about the adventure you can have with Bleisure travel. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into getting the most out of your time and improving your well-being both at work and at home. Until next time, safe travels, everyone.